I'm Tom Campbell, and this is My Spin.
Public schools have long been under the microscope, and deservedly so, since they receive a large amount of our tax dollars and involve our most precious assets, our children. We want our youngsters to receive the best education possible. But recently, the examination of public schools has turned into almost a witch hunt over mask mandates, critical race theory, and sexual identity. Tammy Fitzgerald, the executive director of the right-leaning North Carolina Values Coalition, tried to justify recent actions. Quoting her, "Parents are upset about what their kids have been learning in school. They're upset about the mask mandates that still perpetuate around the state, and it just seems like there's been a great awakening among parents." Close quotes. That's what she said. Indeed, what has caused this great awakening that has resulted in angry protests, calls for banning books, and disruptive school board meetings? Dig deeply and you'll discover the impetus comes from extremists, whose primary objectives appears to be to make you afraid of most anything that doesn't originate or agree with their politics. It's not like they're intended to actually improve education. They aren't. Can you remember when you first heard about critical race theory? Now, the concept began back in the 70s, but it wasn't until 2020 when we first heard cries coming from the right, trying to scare us about the ills of teaching the history of race in America, maintaining that CRT is about making white people feel badly about themselves. At first, we discounted those rants as disguised attempts to prolong white supremacy, but it goes much deeper. The real purpose is that if they can make you feel afraid of what your children are being taught, it isn't too much of a leap to cause you to distrust the entire education system. These same scare tactics are being employed to create distrust in our election systems, our health care system, and just about any and all government programs. Once the seeds of doubt and distrust are planted into large numbers of people, it doesn't take much to convince you to vote for their cult. And it is a cult. It's working. Enrollments in public or traditional schools decreased for the third consecutive year. Carolina Demography reports a 63,000 student decline in 2021 enrollments compared to 2019-20. In some of our fastest-growing counties, Charlotte-Mecklenburg schools recorded a drop of 8,000 students. Wake County declined 4,200. Winston-Salem-Forsyth decreased by 3,200, and Guilford, 2,900. Now, some of the enrollment declines can be attributed to the pandemic, but these students didn't just vanish. Where did they go? Charter schools saw much of the increase, as did homeschooling and private schools. But undoubtedly, the disruption, distrust, and doubt sown has had an effect on traditional schools. And with that enrollment decline comes a corresponding reduction in badly needed funding to public education. Remember, charter schools are public schools too, since they receive public funding. They just don't have all the oversight and regulations of traditional schools. You don't hear all the angst over their policies and teachings. Wonder why? Don't jump to the conclusion that I'm implying that everything done in the name of education, or any of the other systems I listed above, is perfect and without need for improvement. Traditional schools need major changes in reforms. But with all the confusion, is there any wonder why so many teachers are burned out and leaving the classroom? Why good people won't offer themselves to become school board members or school volunteers? And college students are smart enough to know they don't want a career dealing with all this ruckus. Let me respond to the claim that parents know best what should be taught in our schools. If so, why aren't they teaching? Why train teachers if any run-of-the-mill parent can walk in a school and do a better job? Would you tell a brain surgeon or an airline pilot that you know best about how to do their job? Parents should be involved with their children's education and have the right, nay, the obligation, to learn what their students are being taught. Now, if that is dissatisfied, they also have the choice to remove their student and place him or her in a private school or homeschool them. but they don't have the right to try to blow up the whole system. Parents and the public need to be alert enough to know when we're being spun. We all need to discern the difference between boogeyman tactics and what's really happening.